In the late 1800s, there was a gentleman by the name of H.G. Spafford owned a successful business in Chicago, Illinois. And he and his family decided that they'd take a trip and go to England. Before they could leave, that great Chicago fire was started, and in that, Mr. Spafford lost his home and his business and everything that he owned. His family decided they'd go on to England. He'd stay behind and settle some business and meet them at a later time. So he watched them as they boarded that ship, not knowing the tragedy that awaited them. For before that ship reached its destination, it sank, went down into the ocean. Mr. Spafford, after hearing of the tragedy, waited anxiously for some news concerning the fate of his family. And he finally received a telegram that contained two words. It said, saved, from his wife, saved, alone. He immediately boarded his ship, headed to England, told the staff and the crew and the captain of that ship, who was well aware of the tragedy, not to bother him, not to disturb him, not even to bring him any meals, until they reached the place where that ship had sank. Sometime after midnight, they came and got him, and he stood on the deck of that ship and looked down into the watery grave that held the bodies of his children. With a broken heart, he went back down into the depths of that ship. And sometime before daybreak, these words came to him, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it's well with my soul." He gave that song, that poem actually that he had written, to a young evangelist by the name of Philip Bliss, P.P. Bliss. If you were to look in your church hymnal, you'd find Philip's name several times. "Almost Persuaded," "Let the Lower Lights Be Burning," "Wonderful Words of Life," on and on the list goes. Philip Bliss set the song to music and made it what it is today. 2 weeks later, Philip and his wife boarded a train, ironically, heading to Chicago, Illinois. And they were going on a trip that they'd never finish. They found Philip Bliss's trunk after he had died, and inside it was an unfinished song that he had just written two lines to prior to getting on that train. Those two lines said, "I know not what awaits me. God kindly veils my eyes." For before that train reached its destination, it derailed, went down off into a deep ravine. Philip Bliss miraculously was thrown outside unhurt. He began to search through the wreckage of that train for his wife. He found her. She was caught amongst that twisted metal. The train had caught fire. The flames were drawing nearer. They both knew there was no way that she could escape. And she looked up at him and said, "Philip, I promised you when I married you, I'd stay with you until death do us part." She said, "You promised me the same." She said, "This is it. It's time to part. She said, "You go on and serve God. You're just a young man, only 38, 39 years old. You go on and serve God, and I promise I'll meet you on the other side." But Philip Bliss would not leave the side of his wife. Those on the outside of that train said, as the flames engulfed their bodies, there was two.